From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, February 14, 2017. I'm Philip Green. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the organizers of Mountain Jam 8 have announced Mattis Yahoon, the Head and the Heart, and the String Cheese incident are among the last acts to be added to the lineup for the annual Hunter Mountain Rock Festival, scheduled this year for June 16 through 18. The String Cheese incident joins Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and Steve Miller Band as the third headlining act. Peter Frampton, Jam mainstay Michael Franti and Spearhead, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the Strumbellas and the Revivalist, and Dwight Denham will also appear. Hunter Mountain Marketing and Communications Manager Katie O'Connor said, and I quote, "The slope at the base of Hunter Mountain acts as a natural amphitheater," end quote. "There is also enough space for people to camp out and dance to more than 40 bands," she said. "The combination of those elements make it a," and I quote, "unique concert venue," end quote, O'Connor said. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed $2 billion be used over 5 years to upgrade and protect drinking water statewide, but some estimates for the total cost of future water infrastructure needs are 40 times that amount. At a joint legislative budget hearing on environmental conservation held on Monday, February the 13th in Albany, State Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Seagos said the total need over two decades for both drinking water and wastewater is near $80 billion. At the same time, State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli's office estimated that the state's water system may need roughly $40 billion for drinking water system repairs and improvements over 20 years. The comptroller also pointed to the need for cybersecurity infrastructure to protect the state's water from sabotage. Sago said Cuomo's $2 billion proposal would be used to leverage $10 billion in total funding for those water needs. He said, and I quote, "That's a significant investment, a significant chunk taken out of the overall need," end quote. Sago said the department is willing to work with the legislature on how to direct the funding. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand deflected a question about her potential presidential aspirations in a radio interview on Sunday, February the 12th. Gillibrand said she is focused on running for re-election in 2018 and not seeking the Democratic nomination in 2020. The former Hudson resident said on WNYMAM's The Cats Roundtable, and I quote, "I'm running for Senate in 2018. I really love my job, and I feel like I can make a huge difference for New Yorkers fighting for them," end quote. Gillibrand, a Democrat, made headlines for consistently voting against the president's cabinet pick so far. She said divisiveness has arisen in Washington because of a focus on Trump's agenda, which is, and I quote, "very far outside the mainstream and certainly is not consistent with New York values," end quote. You can read that full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Register Star that Austerlitz received 18.5 inches of snow. Catskill and Chatham received 18 inches, Norton Hill received 22 inches, and Greenville received 23.5 inches, all since Thursday, February the 9th, according to unofficial observations published by the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Joe Villani with the National Weather Service in Albany said this year stands in stark contrast to last year, the third least snowy year on record for Albany. Snow emergencies were declared for both the village of Catskill and the city of Hudson. City officials reported that 95 vehicles were towed for disobeying city parking rules during the emergency. In Catskill, Department of Public Works Highway Superintendent Michael McGrath said at 3 p.m. Monday his department had to clear West Bridge Street, but he expected the roads to be cleared and the snow emergency to be lifted by 8 p.m. There were only a couple of disabled cars towed during the snow emergency, McGrath said. The village of Catskill will clear snow from its two municipal lots until noon Tuesday, February the 14th. All cars must be removed from the lots before then, according to the village of Catskill Police Department. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Amelia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Ichabod Crane APPR principal Melissa Murray has announced her retirement effective June the 30th. The Board of Education accepted Murray's resignation at a recent meeting. Murray has been employed by the district since 1983. She taught at both the middle and the primary levels and served as the principal of the primary school before taking over an administrative role, developing the district's teacher evaluations. The board chose Suzanne Guntlow, the current primary school principal, to replace Murray in July. Superintendent George Sini said the position of APPR principal has many of the same duties as an assistant superintendent, but, and I quote, would cost the district less, end quote. The board eliminated the assistant superintendent position in 2010. The board thanked Murray for her years of service to the district. Board President Anthony Welcome said he had been a guest in Murray's classroom and I quote, she's the best teacher I have ever observed, end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star that the State Education Department last week released high school graduation data for 2015. Overall, the state rate is now 79.4%, up from 78.1% the previous year. Graduation rates in Greene and Columbia counties varied, Addison writes. While some districts experienced an increase, others saw a decrease. In Columbia County, the completion rate increased in the Germantown, New Lebanon, Taconic Hills, and Chatham School districts. Both the Hudson and Ichabod Crane districts reported a drop in the number of students graduating in 2016. Greenville District reported the only increase in Greene County. The Cairo, Durham, Catskill, and Windham Ashland Jewett districts maintained the same completion rate, and in the Hunter, Tannersville, and Coxsackie Athens districts, fewer students graduated this year than last. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Casey Seeler at Capital Confidential asked the question, is it possible for one person to attend all the legislative fundraisers scheduled to take place tonight in Albany? The answer is yes, if you have a healthy bank balance and strategically chart your course. Seeler said clustered legislative fundraisers have become a regular occurrence in downtown Albany every Monday. The cost of attending all nine events last week totaled $4,350. The combined ticket price for the nine events tonight is $4,100. Seeler maps out the evening beginning at 5:15 p.m. at the Fort Orange Club with two Republican events for State Senators Bill Larkin and John Bonasik, and ending at Dawn's Victory Sports Cafe with a party for Staten Island Democrat Assembly Member Michael Cusack at 7:44 p.m. In all, seven of the nine fundraisers will support GOP incumbents. Two of the shindigs are for Democrats. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 34 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow showers after midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 24. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers mainly before 5 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 7 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 3 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 23. And on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 32 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Sunrise today was at 6:51 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:27 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, which is 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 14th day of February, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy Valentine's Day and a pleasant tomorrow.